Hey, hey, this is Julie, and you're listening to Grace Over 40, the podcast for women over 40 who want to get back in touch with who they are and where they're headed and match the faith they're wanting to the faith they're living. But this ain't your mama's Christian podcast, so buckle in for some real talk and a good sprinkle of humor, along with some faith-filled encouragement as we ride this 40s thing out together. Thanks so much for being here. Hey there, before we get started on today's episode, I want to make sure that you guys know about my new Activate Studies. I designed these for busy people who really want to experience true transformation in their lives by practically applying God's word to your everyday life and changing some of these things in your life that you may have been struggling with for years, potentially even decades, as was the case with me. I created these for busy people to be able to knock out in just a few days. They are immersive studies. You jump in there, you start taking action right away. You follow along with a workbook that I'm providing for you. And I really do feel like you can experience some true change in your life in some of these areas that we tend to struggle with. So there's two available for you right now. One is how to activate a deeper relationship with the Lord. And there's another one on how to activate your purpose. And it guides you on how to discover what your purpose is and then how to start walking in that. So if that's something you've been tossing around now that you're middle age and thinking about what the rest of your life might look like, I would love for you to go check that out. So please head to graceover40.com, hop into the shop, and check out the Activate Studies. Thanks so much for listening. Today, I'm talking with Becky Evans from Cedar Creek Holistic Services, and we are going to be talking about something that is hugely important to us in our 40s, and that is perimenopause. So for those of you who don't know what that is, it's basically the period of time that you have hormonal changes going on in your body before you have officially hit menopause. So it's the period of time leading up to the end of your period. So we're going to talk with Becky about some ways to easily manage that and how to manage it in a little bit more of a holistic way. So let's hop on into my conversation with Becky. All right. So my guest today is Becky Evans, and Becky is from Cedar Creek Holistic Services. Becky, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And so Becky's going to be talking with us about something that, if it hasn't affected you yet in your 40s, it's coming. And that's perimenopause. And basically, Becky, am I correct in that that is the period that we go through before we hit menopause?
Yeah. Yeah. Menopause, the average age of women at menopause is 51, and perimenopause can last anywhere from 5 to 15 years before that.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it could be that long. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, can you kind of give us an idea of like what you do and how you support women around that? And I am in this phase of my life, and so I've definitely been interested in exploring some more like kind of natural, holistic type of ways to get through this period. So can you just kind of tell us a little bit about what you do and how you help ladies manage this?
Yeah. So I'm a fertility and menopause doula, and I'm also a student herbalist, clinical herbalist, and I help adult women of all ages to understand their bodies, their hormones, and how to manage their symptoms. And one of the main tools that I use to do that is called the Symptothermal Method of Fertility Awareness. It's a method of charting menstrual cycles and tracking your symptoms to track the changes in the hormones.
Gotcha. So doing that can help us in like what specific ways?
So this can help us to see what's going on with your hormones. It can help identify whether you're ovulating, how far apart your periods are. Sometimes, you know, you can track that on a calendar, but tracking your symptoms and tracking with the fertility awareness method can kind of give you a bigger picture of what's going on. And it can help you kind of come up with a plan for how to manage those changes and kind of what to expect as those changes are progressing.
So other than just your period stopping altogether, which I know is kind of like what happens during the actual menopause process, what is the mm-hmm. difference between like perimenopause and menopause, like symptom-wise and as far as like what's going on in your body?
Yeah, so menopause is technically the one-day anniversary of the 1 year anniversary of your last period. So the time before that is considered perimenopause. So the beginning of perimenopause, usually you'll start seeing changes in your cycles. It could be anything from periods that are closer together or farther apart. It could be a lot less bleeding or a lot more bleeding. Generally speaking, it's just going to be kind of a change from what your experience has been in the past. And that's usually the first sign. Of course, there's the other things like hot flashes and sleep problems and skin changes. A lot of things that kind of mark the change for people. And some people don't experience all of them. Some people don't experience any of them, and they just stop having periods and don't have any issues with other symptoms.
Wow, lucky them.
Yeah. It's kind of rare, I think.
But. Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine. The main thing for me that I've really noticed so far is just the night sweats are out of control. Mm-hmm. So I don't really get hot flashes yet, which I'm sure that's coming. I tend to be just really cold nature in general. So that's not something that I don't know if that really has anything to do with it, but I haven't experienced that like during the day, but during the night. And I noticed that it's always like a week or two before my period. It's just, I just wake up just like in a puddle. It's crazy. And so you throw the covers off and then you're freezing because you're wet, and then you put the covers back on, and then you sweat. I mean, it's just like not fun at all.
Yeah. So yeah. That's pretty common. You know, estrogen and progesterone are the two dominant hormones throughout the period right before your period starts. And once you hit perimenopause and those hormones are fluctuating up and down, you get a lot of symptoms like that.
Yeah. I had no idea that it could last for up to 15 years. That's crazy. I'm still like trying to wrap my head around that. I'm like, okay, so I could be doing this for a while.
Yeah. I think that's probably a little on the long side. Like that's probably not quite what's common for the average person. I think, you know, 3 to 8 years is probably more average, but it could last up to 15 years for some people.
Gotcha. So how did you end up getting started in this? Like what was the beginning of this for you, and why did you decide that this was kind of a good path for you?
Yeah, so I have always had an interest in holistic health, and I've been very passionate about using the things that God gifted us with to be able to manage our health. In 2014, I was diagnosed with polycystic ovarian syndrome, which is a hormonal condition that affects the whole body. And I was told that there's no cure and that my only options were to take birth control and some other medications that I just wasn't really wanting to do. So I started researching like crazy so I could learn more about it and learn how to manage it naturally. I started a support group on Facebook for other women like me. And in that group, a lot of people would ask questions about perimenopause and how hormones change in perimenopause. And I started to realize that aside from you know, the condition that I was diagnosed with, I didn't really know anything about menopause. And I came across an organization that offered courses in fertility doula and menopause doula. It's very similar to like a birth doula, if you've ever heard of that. Mm-hmm. So I decided to take that so that I could offer services, more support to people that had these questions I didn't know how to answer. So I thought it was really important for me to add the menopause part because of how much I didn't know, and I wanted to learn more about this stage in women's lives that is kind of inevitable and everybody's going to get there. So I just wanted to know how to support people from, you know, the age 20 up to 50 or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's true. I don't feel like I know. I mean, I know what it is and I know that it's coming, but as far as knowing like what to do or how to manage it, I mean, I know kind of what most people do is they just go to their doctor and get put on hormone therapy. But outside of that, like there's not really a lot of discussion about that. And so I really would kind of like for you to give us a little bit of an idea of like what our other options are, because I am all about trying to go the natural route. Like you said, God put so many things on this planet to help us through all of these stages in our life. And I love the fact that that's kind of your take on this is you want to utilize what's here for us. Yeah. What types of things can we do other than just going and getting a prescription?
Yeah. It kind of depends on the person and what their specific situation is, because it's going to look different from person to person. And that's why I really like to use the fertility awareness method to track hormones to see kind of where an individual's hormones are, because that kind of, you know, tells us what we need to use to kind of balance things and manage symptoms. So there's all kinds of things we can do. We can do like stress management, because things can get really stressful. Anxiety management, of course, with sleep issues, sometimes insomnia is an issue, or like you said, just night sweats, kind of basic lifestyle changes that can help us manage that, like maybe turning on the air conditioner lower in the bedroom when we're feeling hot at night, or, you know, the way what we wear, wearing layers so that if we have hot flashes, we can take off layers and cool down a little bit. Or
that's a good idea.
Yeah, having iced water bottles, you know, that we could hold or put to our skin if we're having hot flashes. And even with herbs, you know, there are certain herbs like valerian or oat tops or lemon balm, I think, that can help with stress and anxiety and calming things down and helping us sleep. Yeah, so there are a lot of options. It just kind of depends on what the person's experience is and, you know, finding ways to work with their specific situation.
Gotcha. So basically what you're trying to do is just help them manage their symptoms to move them through the transition without having to do any sort of, like, you know, drug intervention or anything along those lines.
Yeah. Yeah, and part of what I do is helping people find other resources. I'm pretty good at finding, you know, other people that could help them, or programs and stuff like that. If I feel like what they need is kind of outside of the scope of what I can do, then I can give them a list of, well, here's some, you know, here's a massage therapist, or here's a endocrinologist that might be able to offer you something that helps with this specific problem. So.
I love that. That's cool. Yeah. My mom went the natural route, and we haven't talked about this a lot because it's not anything, you know, I'm not quite there yet, but she went the natural route and went through menopause without doing, you know, any of the drug intervention or anything. And she used progesterone cream, and she swore by that and said that it just made all the difference in the world. She actually still uses it. She's in her mid 70s now, but she still uses it. How can that be utilized specifically for this transition?
Yeah, that's really popular now, and I think that can be a really good option for some people. Typically, the best way to use it is to be able to identify when you're ovulating, because you only want to take it in the last half of your cycle, once you've ovulated and before your period starts. If you take it, you know, during your period or after your period before ovulation, you can actually delay ovulation and cause more imbalance.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of going back to the fertility awareness method. That's kind of the purpose of that too, is this helps us to identify when you've ovulated so that using management options like progesterone, we can say, okay, now is the best time to start taking it for, you know, the best effect and to avoid causing more problems with it, because even taking that yourself, it is a type of hormone therapy, even if you're not doing it with a doctor.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to be careful with not throwing things more out of balance.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I wasn't aware of that. So that's really, really helpful.
Yeah.
What do you think are some common myths about what you do, or just around kind of like perimenopause and menopause in general?
Yeah. So there are kind of two things that come to mind. And the first thing is that I'm a fertility, a menopause doula, and I think when people hear the word fertility, they think that my main focus is helping women to get pregnant, which, you know, that is a lot of what I do, but fertility isn't just about getting pregnant or conceiving. It's really just a state of being fertile and the ability to conceive whether you want to or not. Mm-hmm. And perimenopausal women are still somewhat fertile. They can still get pregnant. So I think that's kind of a myth that, we have to deal with, that, women need educated about, that, especially when women are having, cycles that are closer together, they're somewhat more fertile in certain phases of perimenopause. And so, acknowledging that and, you know, whether they want to get pregnant or not kind of depends on how they deal with that. But yeah, educating about that myth is something that I try to do too.
Yeah, for sure. That's something that I didn't really think of, because you're totally right. When I hear fertility, a specialist in fertility, I automatically just think, well, it's somebody who helps somebody get pregnant, but it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, fertility is trying to get pregnant. It is when you start your period, when you end your period, you know, all of those things.
Yeah.
It's like a big part of it. So I have a question that just like popped into my mind just when you were talking, and this is completely only has to do with myself. So sorry about the selfish nature of my question. But okay. I had a baby on purpose. I did take low dose fertility measures to get pregnant mm-hmm. when I was 40. And so I had a baby at 41. Mm-hmm. Did I delay menopause, you know, change it in any way? Like, women who have babies in their 40s, does that come into play at all as far as it affecting that?
No, as far as I know, I've never heard of that being the case. You know, it's not super common for women to be able to get pregnant in their early 40s. I have heard about it a lot more lately.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to do that is kind of dependent on, you know, if you're ovulating and the quality of your eggs. I don't think that actually getting pregnant would really change, you know, how perimenopause progresses.
Gotcha. Because I was just wondering, when you were saying that, I was thinking, did I just completely like throw my hormones even more out of whack by doing that a few years
ago? No, I don't think that really has an effect on it.
Okay, good. So what, when you work with somebody and kind of help them through this process, what's the most important takeaway that you want them to have from working with you?
I think one of the most important things that women can take away is that God created them as they are. We are all unique and we have different problems, and what works for someone else may not work for us. And I think it's important for us to keep that in mind. We have to look at the ways in which we are unique and find what will work for us. And that's kind of what my support is about. It's about the person as an individual and finding out what their specific needs are and what specific things will help them.
That's awesome. Very cool. Yeah. It's one of those things where you don't really plan for it. But then when you find yourself in the middle of it, it's like, okay, now I have to figure out what the heck to do. Like, yeah. This feels like crisis mode all of a sudden.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's something I've been thinking about a lot lately. I'm like, what can I do to help younger women prepare for this? Because I didn't realize how unprepared I was just in learning about it.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's something that I want to work on too, is figuring out how to prepare younger women. Because there are a lot of things that you can do to prepare for it, to kind of try to manage things before it gets there.
And I love that. And I even, you know, at the stage that I'm at, would like to know things like that. And I think that's super important, because even just like having your information or starting to follow you, you know, on social media or whatever, just so that when you get there, you have that resource kind of in your back pocket. And you're like, oh, yeah, I remember hearing her talk about helping with this. And so I think that's just like so many things, right? It's better to be prepared beforehand so that you don't have to figure it out in the heat of the moment, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you have any resources that you would like the listeners to know about, like something that they could, something that could be helpful for them to kind of either help them through this process if they're already in it, or kind of help prepare them for it?
Yeah. Well, I have a website. It's cedarcreekholistic.com. I kind of just got it going, so there's not a ton on there right now, but I plan to be adding a lot of resources and blog posts about perimenopause and how to manage it. But I also created a Facebook support group for women who want to manage their symptoms holistically. It's called Menopause, the Holistic Perspective. And that also has a ton of resources that I've uploaded into the files that they can download and print out. It's like period tracking things and printouts of herbs that can be used for skin and sleep issues and a lot of stuff like that.
I'm so going to go in there and grab that stuff.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Very cool. So kind of as we wrap up, I have one final question that I like to ask. I like to ask this question because I feel like it kind of helps to tell a little bit about you. And then also mm-hmm. it helps other women maybe get a resource or something that they can actually go back to. And that is, if you have a favorite Bible verse that really speaks to you, and why is it your favorite?
Okay, yeah. I have a favorite chapter from Psalm. It's Psalm 77. And in it, the author starts out speaking in pain and asking God for help. He starts asking where God is in this, and he takes time to remember all the great things that God has done in the past. And he describes the Israelites being led through the Red Sea. And the second to last verse says, "Your path led through the sea, your way through the mighty waters, though your footprints were not seen." And I think it's just a great reminder that God is always there, even in the difficult stuff when we can't see him at work.
Absolutely. I love that. Yeah. Yeah, I've been writing these down because I love just having little snippets that you can go back to, and you know, it's going to resonate with somebody somewhere for sure. I love that. Yeah. Is there anything else that we haven't talked about that you think is important to mention or that you would want the listeners to know?
Yeah, I think one thing that's worth mentioning is that I'm not a medical professional. Doulas are basically life and health coaches. We can't diagnose or prescribe things. As an herbalist, I can kind of educate on herbal options for things, but I still can't really like treat conditions or diagnose things. My main goal is to help women think outside of the box to find options and resources that they might not have known about on their own. So,
gotcha. Yeah. And I think that's really helpful. Even just knowing where to start, you know, even just saying, okay, here's where I'm at. What do I do?
Yeah.
And what would you say if somebody's just starting to kind of go notice the symptoms of perimenopause? And, you know, like in my situation, I really am only having like the night sweats right now, but I know that it's part of the bigger picture. Is there like one thing that you would recommend maybe looking into or trying just for somebody who's kind of just starting down this path?
I think it's always good to kind of educate yourself on what to expect. There's a lot of great books out there. I think one of my favorite ones is by Dr. John Lee. He talks mostly about using progesterone to manage symptoms. But yeah, trying to find books can really help find ways to manage symptoms and know what to expect going forward.
That's a great tip for sure.
Yeah. Even seeing your doctor. Sometimes, you know, when things have just started and it's really early, it seems kind of pointless. But at some point, it's probably a good idea to see your doctor and kind of get evaluated and make sure that there's not anything else going on. Because sometimes things like thyroid conditions can have a lot of similar symptoms. So you just kind of want to make sure that it is actually perimenopause and not something else.
Gotcha. Good to know.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much. That was really educational. And I definitely feel like I personally have kind of like a jumping off point now, which I really appreciate. And I'm going to definitely go in and grab your info in your group. And listeners, please find her on social media and get in the group and get some of these free resources, because like I said, it's going to be one of those things where when you get there, you're like, oh my gosh, I need to know what to do yesterday.
Yeah. So, yeah. I hope those are helpful for people.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much. I so appreciate you taking time today, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks, Becky.
Hey, I just wanted to take a quick second to thank you so much for listening to this episode of Grace Over 40. It just means the world to me that you're here. I also wanted to invite you to please follow me on social media. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest as Grace Over 40. I would love to have you join me there. And I really love also getting emails from you guys. So please feel free to shoot me an email at julie@graceover40.com. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, would you either share it with your friends and or take a second to just go leave me a quick rating and a comment? Doing those things helps me get my message in front of even more people, and it would just mean the absolute world to me. So thanks again for being here today, and I will see you next time.